Hi, Mackenzie, and this is the Mill Spouse Brief. I apologize for the sound of my voice. I just had like a sneezing, coughing attack, and I feel like I'm getting a runny nose. And Cade's really sick right now, so I'm sure that that has something to do with the way I sound. So I apologize, but welcome to the Mill Spouse Brief. I'm so happy that you're here. This episode is about the fourth and final phase of OCS called CANDIO phase or Candidate Officer phase. And it was honestly the best and worst phase in different reasons. And so I'm just going to kind of dive right into it. So you move to King Hallway, which we talked on about in the last episode, which is just a different building that you live in. And this is where the ODS people also live. And anytime they have like guests or visitors, like there were some, junior ROTC people that came for like a week or so and they stayed in King, and it's like four floors, and it has like three hallways of bedrooms, excuse me. And so like it's just huge, and so a lot of people stay in King. But I really enjoyed living there. There were some hard things about it. I think we touched on in the last episode, like there was no computers in the room and there's no connecting bathrooms. But overall, I really did enjoy moving to King. One of the best things was me and my friends were all in this hallway together, and we all were at the end. And so it was just kind of like a little U, and we were all there. And that was so much easier and better than like us being spread out depending on where our rooms were at Nimitz to the different phases. And so it was cool to just like walk out of your room and all of your best friends just standing there all the time. And so that was really fun. And so I really liked that. So, starting off in CANDIO phase, you still have watches, and we've talked about kind of the different things about watches. And when you are in CANDIO phase, you do watches at King and Nimitz. And I don't know if I touched on this, but it's really weird. So the watch schedule comes out, and it will say, okay, you have watch from 2 to 4 in the middle of the night. But that actually means, because you get relieved 30 minutes early, that means you relieve somebody 30 minutes early. So if I have a 2 to 4 watch, that means I get there at 1:30, but I technically get off at 3:30, excuse me. And so it's still that 2-hour chunk. But in my mind, I'm like, well, if it says 2 to 4, why don't we just show up like 5 minutes early and then get on right at 2, and then you get off at 4 when the person comes and relieves you. But it's all about being relieved 30 minutes early. So then I'm like, well, then why on the watch bill can you not just say 1:30 to 3:30? Like, it would not make sense to me. And I don't know why, but every time I would read it, I'd have to like triple check it, and then I'd have to like triple check what I wrote down on my phone or like my planner. And then I would have to like double check with someone, like, okay, so my watch says I'm 2 to 4. So that means I need to show up at 1:30. Like, I don't know why, but my brain just could not comprehend the watch bill. So my like first watch when I'm like living in King, I wake up at 1:30 because I think I have watch from 2 to 4. Get down there. I woke up at 11:30 thinking I had watch from balls to 2. And I get down there, and everyone's looking at me like I'm freaking crazy. And I'm like, why are you looking at me like that? I'm here to relieve you. And they're like, we just got on. And I'm like, what do you mean you just got on? And they're like, you have the next watch, like 2 to 4. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? And they're like, no. And so I like walk around the corner and look at the watch bill. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're right. And so I'm like, dang it. I'm already like up. I'm already like dressed. And so I was like, oh, screw this. So I like go back up to my room, go back to sleep for 90 minutes, then wake up again and do my watch. So it wasn't like that big of a deal, but I definitely was tired, and I was like kicking myself because I was like, man, I do this all the time. Like, I think I have my watch and I don't, and it's just super frustrating, but it's whatever. So for CANDIO phase, this is the applied leadership phase of OCS. And that was my favorite part about it, was that it being an applied leadership phase, because I really, really liked that. And so my two jobs, our class was really small, so we only had 60 people. The billets are technically supposed to be for like a 100-person class, and so we all had doubled up billets for the most part. So we did have a lot more work to do than like average classes, but recently the classes at OCS have been really small, and then you've had a lot of people like drop off or get rolled, and so it's kind of affected the class sizes. And so I was indoc staff and the PAO, the public affairs officer. So indoc staff meant that I did stuff for the incoming class, which was 1-6 TAC 2-2, and my class was 1-3 TAC 2-2. And then I was a public affair officer. So I went around and I took pictures of all the different events with the other two PAOs. And that was really cool as well. And so the thing about the public affair officer job at OCS, which I really enjoyed, was you got to see all of the events that you had just done for the first 9 weeks in a different light because you're observing it versus like being in it. So like you're watching RLP get conducted or the wet trainer or battle stations or inspections. And so it's just interesting to like watch it from the outside viewpoint after having done it. And so I really enjoyed doing that. And then in-doc staff, it was funny because I remember being an in-doc and the people in in-doc staff were like, oh my gosh, I specifically chose to be part of in-doc staff. And I saw like how much they had to work. And I was like, you will not catch me doing in-doc staff. And then jocks like phase went through and I was like, yeah, I'm not doing in-doc staff. I'm just being PAO. Then sock phase came along and we saw like how tight the billets were. And I was like, well, I'm already going to be taking so many pictures of the in-doc events because there's just so many in those first 3 weeks. I was like, I might as well like help out and do it. And I'm so glad I did because it honestly was my favorite job. It is a lot of work. You are exhausted. And I didn't even have like a huge job in in-doc. I was just staff. I wasn't the ops or the suppo or any of the like bigger leadership positions for that group, but I really did love being staff. I really got to know them and like care for them in a sense. And for me, what was really cool and like what helped me was I felt like it was really great for me to see how I wanted to be a leader and specifically like how I wanted to be a division officer. And even though these people like were about to become officers and things like that, I was still looking at them and like caring for them as I would like my sailors. And so for me, it was just really cool. And I felt like I finally, after being the CO for my SOC phase and then being in these leadership positions, I really figured out like how my leadership style went and how I wanted to be as a leader. And so I really enjoyed that. And so that was kind of like my favorite thing about that. So at OCS, you do those chow hall procedures, which I've explained, and normally the last day that you do chow hall procedures as a class is that Sunday before you do turnover and become like officially a Candio. And so normally you go like really out of bounds and you're like super dramatic and you're like goofing off the whole time and just obnoxious. And that's kind of like what all the other classes done, and it's like the quote unquote tradition. Well, during ours, a staff member walked in and didn't like what we were doing, and so we got in trouble. And basically, we got all of our privileges taken away, and they told us that we couldn't do, like, quote-unquote Candio things for the first couple of days. And so it was kind of a interesting experience because we were kind of like, it's not that big of a deal, and we thought that our class team knew about it because we had told them what we were going to do it. And we talked to them, like, after the fact. It was, like, probably, like, a week later after this. And we told them, like, we asked you guys to come and, like, joke with us. And then they admitted that they didn't know what we meant by that. Like, they thought we were talking about something else. And so they were very upset with us the next day. So, like, Monday rolled around and we got beat in the sandpit for it. And they told us we couldn't open our Candio boxes and we lost all of our privileges. And I don't know. It was just an interesting experience because we were like, well, this is the tradition. And then everyone was like, well, this tradition's not happening anymore. Like, it's canceled, blah, 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 blah. And so, I don't know. It was like, whatever. But it definitely was one of those things where it was like, is it really like harming anyone? Like, it's just a fun tradition. But some staff just don't like the tradition. So, I don't know. You know, kind of how it was. So, the next thing that is interesting about Candio phase is on top of doing your watches, another watch gets added to the roster, which is duty driver. And it's so much fun. Like, I really enjoy duty driver. So there's two groups. You have either the 06 to 15 or the 15 to 06 the next day. And it sounds like obviously like a lot because you're like, oh, that's a lot of hours. But you're not like working for those whole hours. Sometimes you have to do a lot of runs if like people have a lot of medical trips to go to. But overall, like, you're like on standby, and then at night you go and rove some of the outside buildings like the wet trainer and the fire trainer just to make sure that they're locked up. And so that was what was really fun because we drove around listening to country music and kind of just like had a breath of fresh air. And so I really enjoy doing duty driver. So if you're listening to this and you're going to OCS, definitely try and get on the duty roster or the duty driver for the watch bill roster. And so that was really fun. The next thing that happened was a really sad and unfortunate thing. And so I'm just going to talk about it really quickly because I feel like it's something that needs to be discussed. So Tuesday morning, we had a member of my in-doc class try and commit suicide. And so it was a really scary and awful event. He was not successful. There were some people in my class that stepped in and saved his life, and he was able to go to the hospital and get some help. And I just feel like I want to talk about it really quickly because I know that suicide is so prevalent in the military. And this is just a reminder to check on your people, and that if you are struggling and you need to talk to someone or you need to get help, there is so many resources and avenues. If you need someone to talk to, please know that my phone is always open and that there is help out there and that you are wanted and people love you and your life and no one else's life will be better if you're not in it. And so that was a really eye-opening thing for OCS because that hasn't happened, I think, in a very, very long time. And there were some major red flags in the fact of like how the staff acted and the lack of resources. And so I am grateful that our class had so many people equipped with the correct information and how things are supposed to run and had the medical expertise to save this kid's life. And it allowed for us to have some really important conversations about that. I just had my suicide GMT, which is the general military training, at work this last week. And we brought up different things. And I said that one of the things that I learned at OCS was that we were having to sit in meetings, and some of my friends were having to sit on like one-on-one meetings with 04s, 05s, 06s and tell them that they were wrong and tell them that there were issues and that things needed to change. And so it probably was really uncomfortable for some of my friends to sit there and be like, these are some issues that have to change, you know, being in student status, like we weren't even commissioned officers yet, but we were having to take a stand and being like, this is incorrect and that there needs to be better procedures put in place. If we are quote unquote on student status, why are we saving kids' lives and watching kids that are in these situations not knowing kind of like the full details? And so it was a really hard experience for some of my friends to like have to go and deal with that. I didn't have to be super involved in it. I was in some of the discussions, but I was trying to just be supportive for my friends that were really heading it because they were the ones that were there. And I think that it opened the eyes of the people at OCS and the people in charge that like, hey, we don't even have like basic medical equipment on every floor in Nimitz. And like, maybe we do need to have more staff members, you know, and things like that. And so it was an interesting experience in the fact of like, you don't expect certain things to happen at OCS, but we need to be prepared. And so just one more time again, your life matters and there are people and places and resources out there if you are ever having suicide ideations or anything of that matter, please reach out to someone. My door is always open. And I just really think it's important to like check on your people and make sure that they're okay. So the next part, I feel like it's like kind of abrupt to like have to just transition into that because I don't want it to sound like I don't care about suicide prevention or anything like that, but I do because it's really important. But I also want to explain kind of the next few things about Candio phase. So the next thing that you get to do during Candio phase is you get your portraits done. And so because we were a summer class, we got to do them in our choker whites, which is super cool. I really enjoyed that experience. Something funny and that was an interesting kind of like switch for us while we're in Candio phase is the staff members really start talking to you a lot more than you'd ever imagine. Like you're human people and that like, I don't know, just during most of the phases at OCS, they don't talk to you like you matter. And they're just like kind of like short and abrupt. And they're pretty much just like always yelling at you. But once you become a Candio, all of a sudden they're like, well, they're about to be officers. So we're going to like talk to them and ask them how they're doing. And So I remember being at the uniform store with the in-docs taking pictures and just chatting with the staff members, and I was like, this is so wild. But what was funny was we had just finished battle stations like a couple days before, and I hadn't had time to shine my boots because in Candiophage you pretty much only wear khakis. You only wear your NWUs if it's raining or if there's like a special occasion where like you can't be in your khakis. And so I hadn't shined my boots, which was like, yeah, shame on me. And so one of the staff members like came up and was like, Culver, what's wrong with your boots? They have rhabdo, which was really funny because rhabdo is something that people get at OCS when you don't drink enough water, and then like your body starts eating it like the proteins and like you get really sick. And so they talk about rhabdo. It's like in every single bathroom, like a picture of like what your pee needs to look like. And so it was just really funny that she was like, your boots are so dehydrated. They look like they have rhabdo. And so it's just interesting that like the staff just starts like casually talking to you and you're like, oh my gosh, this is like so wild. But then that's when you really start to get to know the staff and you get so much advice, you get so much mentorship, and it really becomes like an awesome experience. And that was something I really loved about Candiophage. What was wild to me in Candiophage is there is a lack of PT because you are so busy. You're running the squadron, so you really don't PT. In the 4 weeks of Candiophage, with the last week being super Candiophage, so you wouldn't PT no matter what, but the 3 weeks of Candiophage that I PT'd three times. It's wild. Like you think like there's no way that you're not PTing, but it's not, because especially for me being on in-doc staff, they don't PT for like the first week and a half basically. And then all of a sudden, like if you have a watch or if you have something else going on or if you have an event you have to be at, like I just rarely PT'd, which was wild. So I had to do a lot of PT in the evenings. And I feel like that's a really example of like in life when if you have to like prioritize, and there were some days like I didn't prioritize working out, and I definitely felt it like the next day or like the next time I went on a run. And so for me, I just had to like figure out my schedule and like when I was going to PT. And then some days I'd be like, all right, I have 30 minutes. I'm going to go run on the track and then come back, shower, and like change and go to chow. And so it's just about like when you can squeeze it in, or like just doing like a HIIT workout in your room or something like that, because you really have zero time to PT. And then so your Candio boxes are basically boxes that your family sends you, and they decorate them, and then they like send all of your favorite like snacks and stuff like that. And so like I got snacks, my mom sent hand sanitizer, some perfume, just different things like that. And so that was really fun and like definitely uplifting. And so then you just eat a bunch of junk food, and that's why everyone says you get fat during Candiophage. But that was a really fun moment. So definitely tell your family about that, because that was my one family's complaint, was I didn't give them enough headway about Candio boxes. So if you are going to OCS, reach out to your family and let them know kind of like what Candio boxes are and then what week that they can send them. They normally need to send them at least by week 9, so you can open them up at week 10 would be my advice. And you can just keep them in your room until you have time to open them, because a staff member does have to watch you open them. The next thing that was really cool was watching First Friday as Candios. So I talked about First Friday in the first episode of In-Doc Staff, and it was really interesting watching that as a Candio and like watching how the staff members, like how it runs. And I don't know, it's just really cool to watch how every event runs, not being a part of it and like looking out from the outside. And it makes OCS make sense. Like everything starts making sense, because when you start doing all these events, you're like, why am I doing this? And as a Candio watching everything from the outside, everything starts to add up, and you understand like why they do these things first and then why you do this second and like what the purpose is behind that. And since I was in-doc staff, I tried really hard to like help my in-doc staff with that. Like I tried to be like, okay, so you're doing this because of this, and tried to like give them the why, because I feel like as humans we just operate better once we know the why. And so that was something I tried to let them know, like, okay, we have this event, or you have to do this test, or you have to do this thing, and this is why it's important, this is what they're looking for, this is what you should gain from it. And they came up and said that that really helps. So that's like what I tried to do, just because I know that I was asking some of those same questions and wanting some of those answers when I was in their shoes. The next thing that was really funny was when you're in Candio phase, you're able to go to the commissary on Liberty. And so Liberty's called based on your Commodore. Normally it was like in the evenings. Normally like 1600, 1700 is like when they'd call it. So I remember the first time we went to the commissary and like you would think that we had never seen food before in our entire lives. But we were just like, oh my gosh, like food, like we can just get whatever. So I remember we got like mac and cheese, sushi, sandwiches. I think we bought like pie, like we were just going like buck wild in the commissary, and so it was just really funny. But it was one of those fun memories with my friends that I really enjoyed because I was like, oh my gosh, this was so fun. And then we like took all the food back to King and we're just like having a little like picnic in the common areas with it. And we were like, okay, let me have a bite of this. Okay, here, come try this. And I don't know, it was just one of those like really fun, like good moments. Another thing about being on in-doc staff is because it's the first phase of OCS, they don't really know anything yet. They're learning procedures and things like that. And so as in-doc staff, you have to rev them in the morning, meaning you have to be there when they wake up and post out of their rooms to help them get started with their day-to-day. And it was definitely the hardest part about in-doc staff was because if you have to rev them at 5, you have to be there at 4:45. So that means you're like waking up around 4, if not earlier, to like get ready and go over there. And so that was like the only hard part was you had some really early mornings, but it definitely made it worth it. And I really liked being there when they woke up. I remember one of my favorite memories was when they'd wake up, they'd come down and they'd get chow in the morning. And so they'd be like all lined up and I'd be like, how are you guys doing? And I think that they just like didn't expect someone to be like so cheery that earlier and like that like kind. And so they'd be like, we're good, Canon officer. And then like, I'd be like, okay, like how'd you guys sleep? Like, you know, like how are you guys doing? And like some of them would look at me like, I'm afraid, like, is this a test? And so one of my friends was like, you can like answer, like I promise she won't yell at you. And then, like, one of them went up to my friend and was like, Ken Officer, like, is Ken Officer Culver, like, always that nice? Like, I'm kind of scared. Like, is she gonna just, like, snap on us one day? And he was like, no, she's literally the nicest person you'll ever meet. And so it was just funny because I, like, really felt like I was able to, like, bond with them because I did care about them. And I, like, called them my little indockies. I was like, my little children. And so it was really fun to, like, watch them grow within, like, 3 weeks. I was amazed at how much they grew, and I think a big reason why I was really grateful that I was put on in-doc staff was because as my time through OCS, I realized how great my in-doc staff was, like when they were Candios. And so I was like, I really want to pay it forward because I had the best Candios, and I would not have been the person I was at OCS without them. And so it was really cool. And now I still talk to some of them and some of them are in Norfolk and I saw one at the gym the other day. And so it was just cool, like full circle moment, but it was really nice. The Sunday of my first week of Candio phase, I got to sleep until 6:30, which was the first time ever, like ever in OCS that I slept until 6:30. And it was glorious. So that was another fun thing about OCS was depending on your schedule and like your responsibilities, I got to sleep in a few days and it made the world of a difference. And so I love that. I played speedball, which is also known as like ultimate football, for the first time with a bunch of my friends. And that was really fun. And it's kind of funny because now we play that every Friday as a command, with my like PT group. And so it was funny to like play that and I'd never even like heard of it. And the boys would get really like intense with it. And so, but it was way fun. And I loved playing that. And that was kind of the fun thing about OCS and Candio phase was if you had these free times on the weekends, you're able to like get together and like, yeah, play speedball, play football, like go do fun activities as a group if you had free time just because the restrictions and like you weren't studying for exams and, you know, things like that. While I was at OCS, I read one of Admiral McRaven's books, and it was wonderful. I've read, I think, almost every book he's published, and so this would just be my little shout-out to him. I hope one day that I can meet him because I think he is so amazing, but he is the best writer. All of his books, Sea Stories, Make Your Bed, and Honor Code are all three amazing books. Like, please check them out. That's another thing that I would suggest adding to your Candio boxes is like a fun book to read. because I really missed reading while I was at OCS, and so it was really fun to read again. But that was a great book that I read during Candio phase that I loved. So I think I talked about this in my other couple episodes. So you do your last PRT while you are a Candio, and so it was funny because I had felt, you know, I talked about in the last couple episodes how like my second PRT, my in PRT, was a little rough because I was so nervous. And then all of a sudden I did great and I was like, okay, yeah. And then my mid one, I did pretty good and I was like not super nervous. And so I was like, I got this. And then leading up to my out PFA, I had been running like every other day or every few days just to like stay current and like, you know, help with the stress. And I was like, I got this. I have nothing to be stressed about. And what happens? Oh, excuse me. What happens? I wake up in the middle of the night, like drenched in sweat, like super anxious. And I was like, oh my gosh, come on, Kenzie. Like, what is wrong with you? Like, get it together. So I wake up and I talked about in the sock episode where I had been having like a lot of mornings where I woke up nauseous. And that's why like the doctors thought I was pregnant. And I was like, I'm not freaking pregnant. And so I wake up in the morning, I'm super nauseous. And I'm like, well, good thing I have my Zofran. So I take the Zofran. And I'm like, all right, I have another hour and a half until I have to do the PRT. Like, the Zofran will kick in. I'll be, like, good to go. So I'm like, well, I wake up and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so frustrating. Like, just, like, believe in yourself, Kenzie. You got this. Like, you literally don't even have to score well. You just have to, like, pass. Of course I wanted to score well. But, like, I was like, I just have to get the minimum, which I've been scoring way above every single time. Like, come on, just do it, you know? So we get out there and I'm like so sick and I'm like, oh my gosh. And so I'm like, all right, I got it. Just keep it down. Just keep it down. And we're like standing out there stretching, just waiting, waiting, waiting. And I'm like, screw it. Like, I cannot do this if I don't go throw up right now. Like, I just need to go do it. And so I'm like, I need to go use the bathroom. And like all my like friends were like, we all know what's happening. And so I was like, I'll be right back. And so I run into King and I walk past the quarterdeck and one of the ODS people, he's an ensign, he was standing at watch. And so I use the bathroom and throw up and I walk back out and he is just like ghost white and he's like ma'am, are you okay? And I'm like, oh, I'm super good. And he's like, are you sure? Like, do you need to go to the hospital? I'm like, no, I'm good. And he's like, for sure. And I'm like, yep, promise, happens all the time, like we're good. And he's like, okay. And I felt really bad because he was like, what just did I, like, I just heard this girl throw up in the bathroom. And so I go out and I'm like stretching for the PRT and my friends were like, are you good? And I'm like, yep, I'm good. And they're like, did you go throw up? And I'm like, of course not. And then they kind of look at me and I'm like, yeah. And then they're like, you need to go get that checked out when you get home. And I'm like, yep. Which I will talk about in the next episode when I talk about adjusting to life after OCS. Kind of stuff I've been working on in that matter. But start and do the out PFA. And I was really proud of myself because I maxed out on my push-ups, maxed out on my plank, and I did a really good run time. And for me, I've kind of like had to realize that like I'm just not the best runner and that's okay. And I don't know if I had already shared this, but one thing that I was kind of came to realize while I was at OCS, and I gave this speech to one of my indocs that ended up DORing, which is dropping on request. So she was really struggling. And as a Candio, you can't tell them, like, don't drop or, yeah, you should drop. But I was just trying to give her advice. And I just said, look, while you're at OCS, sometimes your weaknesses are on full display. And sometimes other people's strengths are on full display. And it can be really hard when your weaknesses are on full display because you forget about your strengths. And I said, if running and, like, these physical evolutions is not your biggest strengths and it's one of your weaknesses, that's okay because you have so many other strengths. And while they might not be highlighted right now, they're going to be highlighted down the road. And so that's what I just kind of had to tell myself, like, maybe running is not my biggest strength, but I have other strengths. Like, I feel like my personal connections and like my communication with people is a strength. I felt like I was able to create so many awesome bonds with people because of my like interpersonal skills. And so I was like, I know that that's a strength of mine. And that's okay that running's not. I'm putting a lot of effort. I'm trying my best with running, but I'm no SEAL. I can't run a mile and a half in 7 minutes and 45 seconds like some of my friends can. But that's okay because we all have different strengths and weaknesses. And so that was one of the big things that I was grateful that I kind of like my life lessons that I took out of OCS, because I was like, I have other strengths, I have weaknesses, and both are okay. And so I ended up running my, like, a decent PRT, like, one of my, like, pretty much average scores for the run, what I was, like, kind of averaging every time of my run, so I was, like, proud of myself. But it was funny because I was obviously the last runner, because we did, like, groups, because Candio's, like, couldn't just all do the one at the same time because we had different things. So I think it was only, like, 15 of us running, and I was, like, the last one running. So I'm, like, running my last lap, and my chief's like, come on, Culver, let's go! And so it was just funny because I was like, look, like, I just kind of accepted that, like, I was the last one running and there was nothing wrong with it because I was giving it my all, and that's okay that running's not my biggest strength. I'm able to pass everything. I'm able to do what I need to do, but I'm never going to max out the run, and that's okay. And so that was kind of, like, a big takeaway for me, like, mentally, and, like, how I deal with different struggles and things like that. So that's one of my two cents from OCS and what I learned. Another thing that I really liked, and I think I have talked about doing, was when I was officer of the deck for Nimitz. I loved it because I got to see the faces of all the classes, because you're coming in and out of Nimitz. And for me, what I learned was, while I was officer of the deck, I would greet everyone, I'd be smiling, I'd be like asking how people are doing, and I learned that it made people see me as approachable. And so I had a lot of people from lower classes come up and ask me, like, for advice, or if they, like, when they had questions or if they needed something. And so I really like that, because I've even seen, like, now in the last, like, couple weeks that I've been in the fleet, like, with my sailors, like, them being comfortable to come up and ask me questions, or, like, ask for my help, or, like, need something. And so that was something that I really took away, was, like, being approachable is, like, what's going to help me be the best leader I can. And so I really appreciated that lesson that I learned at OCS as well. So I talked about it in Indoc, but you do an NWU inspection, and it's, like, pretty common. I would say, like, 85 to, like, 95% of the class will fail. And so it was interesting watching the NWU inspection happen and, like, taking pictures of it, and sometimes you're just like, oh my gosh, like, how is this happening? Like, how does this person, like, not have their sleeves rolled, or, like, listening to people's answers? Because it's just, like, your first time getting this inspection, and they're just, like, creaming you, and, like, it's just funny. And so there, so if you fail, you get sent to the sand pit, and their sand pit workout was, like, pretty darn intense. They had to, like, bear crawl through the sand the whole length of the sand pit, and then do exercise, like, the whole way back, but you had to, like, wait till everyone before you had, like, done it. So, like, you'd do the sand pit crawl, and then you'd start at the far end, and you'd do, like, squats, and then all of a sudden, that person, like, at the other end had already done their workouts because they had moved their whole way, and so he'd be like, all right, you three, go back, go hydrate. And then he'd tell everyone to, like, get on their stomach and roll. So then you'd roll a little bit, and you get up and you start doing another exercise. And then once it hit that person's 10 minutes, he'd tell the far end to, like, go hydrate, and you'd get down on your stomach, you'd roll again, you'd get back up, and you start doing another exercise until you rolled all the way down the end, and then it was your turn to hydrate. And so I was, like, taking pictures, and I was like, oh, geez, this one's, like, a doozy of a workout. Because that's the other thing, is you, like, get this uniform perfect, and then all of a sudden, you just get beat, and then you just get covered in sand and super dirty. So you're like, great, now I just, like, shine my boots for 4 hours, and then now they're disgusting. And then normally what happens is, once the uniform inspection's done, you go back, they're, like, pissed at you, they're like, how did so many of you fail, this is ridiculous, and they're like, I'll get back in the pit. So even if you pass that, you get another beating in the pit, so then everyone's covered in sand, dirty, and so you're like, oh, great. And so it was just, like, interesting watching, and so I was like, man, 1-6, that was not pretty, but it was, like I said, cool to, like, experience in the fact of, like, watching it occur, and, like, you just learn so much, and you're like, okay, this is what we need to tell them next time. And so as Indoc staff, excuse me, watching when they don't do inspections right, or they mess up things, it helps us teach them and, like, do better. And so I feel like at the same time, it's really, like, eye-opening, like, okay, next time we need to teach them this or tell them this. And so overall, I just liked it. The next thing is, at OCS, like, towards the end of it, we had some friend drama, and I'm gonna keep it pretty brief because I don't feel like it's fair to, like, tell everyone's, like, business. But long story short, I had some friends whose spouses were not, like, comfortable with me being a girl and me being their friend. And so overall, it was a very like interesting experience in the fact of like dealing with it all. And I won't lie and say that it was like fun or anything like that, because it was actually really hard. And it's hard because you're like, yeah, of course you need to do what's like best for your marriage. And I respect that and I understand that. But at the same time, it's like, man, we've been friends for this time and we all have like a group. And so you want to like keep the group together. And so it was really tough. But I learned a lot and I felt like it was a good experience. And I was really grateful for some of my friends that really stood up for me. And I was really grateful for kind of like how it ended up happening, in the sense of like, I felt like I learned a lot of lessons and I just had to trust that whatever was happening was like supposed to happen. And then I like watched some of my friends like really kind of like come out and defend me and really help me get through it. And so I was really grateful for that opportunity. And it allowed me to kind of use this as an example, in the sense of like one of my friends, shout out to Casper because I know he's going to listen to this, basically was like, hey, I'm not okay with how this is happening. I'm not going to let this like continue. We're going to do this so that like you're still included. You still feel like loved and cared for because you're like one of our friends. And so I was really grateful for that. And then it also kind of was an example to me of like how I need to be a good friend in return, because he was such a good example of being a friend. And so overall, I feel like at the end of the day, everything happened as it was supposed to, but I was really grateful for those friends that stepped up and were like, hey, we got you, and like put that extra arm around me and was like, we're gonna get through this. Like, we love you. It's gonna be okay. Like, can't wait for life on the outside. Because sometimes when you're at OCS, it can feel like it's not the end of the world, but like you feel very enclosed because you're like, this is who I see every single day. And like, these are the same 60 plus people that I have to deal with every single day. But once you kind of like graduate and you go back and you're around your family and you're in your own house and you're doing all these things, you're able to get like a better perspective of the situation and how everything works and, you know, things like that. The next thing was really fun was my friend group, we called ourselves the Banditos, and we would do these barbecues on the weekend, which were so much fun. So we'd go to the commissary and buy like burgers and chicken and pork chops and cucumbers and cheese and bread and oil and salami and like just like a ton of food. And we would like grill on one of the grills that they had, and it was so much fun. So we just sit out there chilling, eating food, grilling. Casper was like the grill master. It was awesome. And so overall, it was like one of those things where you're like, man, like, can life get better? Like, this is awesome. And so the first night we did the barbecue was the July 3rd. And so some of the neighboring counties did fireworks. And so I ended up watching fireworks with one of my friends, Ajarapu, because we went to the bathroom. And then by the time we came back, the fireworks were happening. So we just like sat down in the middle of the road and watched them. And we played music off my phone, like all the like typical American like country songs. And it was so fun. And we were like just talking about life and like what life was going to be like in a couple years and all that kind of stuff. And it was really fun. And it was almost like kind of emotional, like sitting there watching the fireworks, being at OCS now, like, you know, signing up to like serve my country and all this kinds of stuff. And so it was a really cool, like, surreal moment. I probably will never forget it. It was one of those like etched in my brain forever. And I was just really grateful to like have that moment. And it was really fun. So another thing is, at the chow hall, if they don't have something that you want, ask for. So like for me, my thing was they would always give us these egg noodles. And one day they had Parmesan cheese. And so I put on my egg noodles and I was like, oh my gosh, this is like great. Like, I grew up eating like noodles with butter and Parmesan cheese. And so I would always ask for it. And my friends would always like joke and like make fun of me. Like, cause I'd be like, do you guys have any Parmesan cheese? And so like normally, like 9 times out of 10, they would have it. And then I think they got so sick of me asking for it that they just would put it out every single day. But so that was like one of my tips, was like at the chow hall, like ask if there is something, because a lot of times it's just in the back or they just like forgot to pull it out or, you know, things like that. So if you like have something and you want it, like just ask. And I feel like if you ask enough, they're going to always have it, because they'll be tired of you asking. Another cool thing that they have at OCS is towards the end, you do peer reviews. So the class team like automatically like randomly selects 3 people for you to do a peer review to, and then you can do more for your friends. And so that was a cool experience because I got to read my 4 peer reviews. And honestly, it was like one of the best moments because I am a words of affirmation person, like through and through. And so all 4 of mine were really positive, and getting to read them like meant a lot to me because they were talking about how like they loved when I was CO and they like really appreciated all I did, and that they were like proud of like how much I grew at OCS and just like all those kinds of things, and how it was like motivating to them. And overall, like, it just made my heart so happy to like read them. And then you like sit down with your class team and like get advice. And so I sat down with my class officer and my class chief, and you know, I wanted like advice, like how can I have been a better CO, and like what do I need to know when I like take to the fleet and stuff like that. And they told me that they were really impressed with how I handled the situation that I talked about in SOC phase when I had a class member lie about the PRT, and you know, like kind of we talked through that. And my chief was like, I was really impressed because like I didn't, like when I got the phone call, I was kind of like, oh man, like this sucks, I don't want to deal with this. And and then he was like, and then all of a sudden, like all the evidence was there and the situation was like laid out, and we didn't really have questions about like what happened because everything was there. And I was really impressed with anytime there was a problem, you always brought a solution. And so he was like, I would really take that to the fleet. Like, don't just come and say like, here's the problem. Like, hey, someone lied, or hey, someone cheated, or like, hey, this part's not working. But like, come with the facts, and like not necessarily like a solution, because I didn't have a solution in that sense because it wasn't my responsibility to have a solution. But what I did learn for other issues was I would come with a solution. So I'd be like, hey, we have this mix up in the schedule, can we do X, Y, or Z? Or like every morning if we had like a problem during SOC phase, I would like text the class team and I'd be like, hey, based on PT running long, we are going to be 5 minutes late to class. Please let the instructor know we need to finish breakfast and then we will be there in class. And so they just said that that was like an important lesson to learn to like take to the fleet, is when you have a problem, have a solution or have the facts laid out so that there can be a solution made. And so that was like really cool to like have that bonding moment with my class team and be able to like experience that. And so I really liked the peer reviews. I will say that that's like the chance for you to like roast someone. We had some people get like wrecked in their peer reviews. And that's like when some people were just like out for blood for like someone that had been like driving them crazy for like weeks on end. This was their time to like let loose. And so it was like really interesting to like experience, like some people be like, you will not believe the peer review that I got. And so that's just like, you know, something to look forward to or get ready to if you got some qualms with somebody. So one of my peer reviews actually came up and talked to me after the fact and was like, hey, I just want to let you know, like, I wrote you that peer review and I was really grateful. You were so motivating. He was like, I would come to do rev some days and I, like every time you showed up, you were just so cheery and so happy, and like you motivated me and like you made me like want to be there and like want to help the indocs. And so like I was really grateful for that. And I feel like that was just a reminder, like, of course it made me like so happy to hear, but I feel like it's a good reminder to be like, you never know who you're going to help or what you're going to do, but if you put your best foot forward, you will help someone. And so for me, it was that reminder of like, everyone's always watching. So if you can just put that smile on, put your best foot forward, you're going to help more people than you realize. And so I was grateful for that reminder and for Polizinski saying that to me, because it really did make my day. The next thing that's really cool that you get to do is you get to do community briefs. Excuse me. And so you do community briefs. And so we had an O4 that was at the War College. And so she met us at the Starbucks and we got to talk to her and just learn about kind of like what the future looks like and how everything's going to run and what like your career path looks like and all that kind of stuff. And it really like hyped me up and got me really motivated to be a career PAO. And so I'm really excited to be in this community. And so far, I absolutely love it. A little secret, not secret, but like one of our favorite hangout spots was the Starbucks patio. It closes like super early. So like during the evenings when we got Liberty, we would just go sit on the patio in their reclining chairs and like watch the sunset and just like chat on the porch. And so that was really fun. I like loved that. And I feel like I had some of my favorite moments with my friends on the Starbucks patio. So if you're going to OCS and it's not like super cold and snowy, like go hang on the Starbucks patio. Also going to the NWR. They have like recliners and you can order pizza and play pool and watch TV, and it's really fun. So that's another place to like go check out the Liberty Center. And we had off-base Liberty the weekend leading up to graduation, which is like your super candio phase, which is when you do like all the fun stuff because you turn over to the next class, so you no longer have like squadron billets. And so we did off-base Liberty, which was really fun, got to explore Newport, and then we did another barbecue, and one of my friends, his family and his kids were in town, so they came, and it was so much fun to like hang out with his boys and his wife and just barbecue again. They are like the best. They like live for, like, not serving, I don't think that's the right word, but like they live for like putting on these barbecues and like, I guess, serving their friends in the sense of like taking care of them. And it was really fun because they're like, we were like, thank you so much, like this is the best. And they're like, no, we love this, like thank you for giving us opportunity to do this for you. And so they're just like the best family ever. I'm so grateful that they came into my life. But the barbecues were just so fun, and you just like have so many fun like laughs, and we made s'mores, which like I love, and it was just overall like all around just like the best. And I really like that you get to like have these moments with your Candio staff and get to talk with them, and you really get to bond because you're working together like side by side to get like the quote unquote mission done, you know, and like depending on what your job was. And so I really enjoyed bonding with them. There were some people that I didn't really get to talk to or have super close interactions with through most of OCS, but during Candio phase I did. And so I really did enjoy that because it really taught me a lot, and they were a super great example and so fun to work with. I feel like a lot of my friends struggled with some of their Candio staff people that they had to work with, but my Indoc staff was amazing and I loved it, and my leadership was great, and it really did like make Candio phase the best. We had off-base Liberty on that Sunday, and so we went to my friend's house whose wife and kids came, and they got like an Airbnb for like that whole week before graduation. And so we went and just hung out there, and me and one of my friends like just fell asleep on like the couch in the extra bed, and we just like slept there for like a couple hours, and it was just so nice. And you're like, you could probably just sleep in your bed at OCS, but there was just something about being off base and like having that relaxing of like not having to be like on and like ready to go while at OCS. And so I remember like us waking up and like the kids were like outside playing with their dad, and it was just like, oh my gosh, like this is great, like this was just what we needed. And it was fun to like just hang out with your friends and really get to enjoy them without the stresses of like typical OCS life. One of the nice things about OCS, which kind of became funny because it was like a double-edged sword, was you had your one MC chat, which is like how all the information got put out. And I really think it's important and like necessary to have a one MC chat and like have everyone in there, because if you need someone's number, or like it just gives like important information. But then you do have people that like get a little power hungry or, you know, things like that. So we had some funny moments in our one MC chat, and I will always remember them for sure. So Super Candio phase is the last week leading up to graduation. So Monday you do your student staff challenge, which was really fun. We catered Chick-fil-A, we played football, like just hung out, listened to music, really fun, relaxing, good to see staff in like kind of a different light. Tuesday we went to do our class trips. We went to the USS Constitution in Boston, and so that was neat to see. And then we went to a Brazilian steakhouse, which was delicious, like so yummy. And then we came back, and so it was like kind of a longer day. And then you just kind of do like all your out processing, and then you start having off-base Liberty so your family can come, so you can see them like the day before graduation. And so that was always like really nice to be able to see them. And then you have graduation, which was an awesome day. We woke up and did a moto run, and our gunnery sergeant told us, like, I will beat you until the day graduation comes. And so, of course, we went to the sand pit and got beat during our moto run. So that was always fun. And then you just get ready for graduation. I did my private commissioning with some of my friends and one of my friend's mentors. He was a retired SEAL captain, and so that was a really cool experience. And then did graduation, and I was super blessed with all the people that came into town. My parents came, my grandparents came, my in-laws came, my husband, my sister, my best friend, and her mom and sister. And so I had my whole little posse, and it was awesome, and I'm very blessed that they came and that I have so much support. It really does like make a world of a difference, and I'm super grateful for my family and like the love and support that they gave me. And then we went and had dinner on the water, and that was awesome. And to close, so it was like a very like long day because we had a longer later graduation date because ODS graduated that morning. And so it was funny because we went to like a late lunch, and then we walked around Newport for a little bit, and then I went back to the hotel. And I remember like getting back into the hotel and like I finally like knowing that I could like turn off. And so I like walk into my hotel room and I'm like have the worst headache. Like my hair is in such a tight bun. I'm like super dehydrated. And so I like walk into my hotel room and my husband's like laying on the bed, like just chilling. And I'm like, I need some like water. And he's like, okay, like I think your mom has a couple water bottles. Like I'll go grab some. So he like comes and grabs some. And then I was like, oh my gosh, like it's not cold. Like I just want like ice water because you don't have ice at OCS. And so I'm like literally like standing in the like hotel room, like sipping on this like ice water that like gets me. And I'm like just like actually crying. And I'm like, my head hurts so bad. Like I'm so exhausted. And Cade's like, okay. And so then I'm like drinking this ice water. And he's like, how about you like go shower? Like you'll feel better if you just go shower. And so I like showered and I took like the longest, like most relaxing like shower. And then I like got out and I was like, I think I need to take a nap. And he was like, all right, like go lay down for a little bit, you know? And so it was funny because it was like finally that moment where like I didn't have to be like on. And it's something I'm going to talk about in my next episode, which is like adjusting to life after OCS and like the different things that I learned and did. But that was like, I think that moment where like I could finally just like relax. And I remember just like falling into like Cade's arms and like just like crying because I like had the worst headache because of my hair. And he was just like, it's gonna be okay, like you just need some water and like a nap. and so then all of a sudden like I like showered, I took a little nap, and then my parents ordered pizza and we ate it in the hotel lobby with everyone. And so that was really fun too, because then we just got to like talk about different things. And now with your family being there, they get to kind of see everyone, they get to meet your friends. And so that was like the last like cool experience, was once everyone had met, then you're able to like recap, because now you're like, okay, you remember that story that I told you 4 weeks ago with this person? Like now you have a name and a face and like can like make the story make sense. And you know, and they're just like talking about funny things that happened and all that kind of stuff. And so overall, it was like a great experience. I loved Candio Phase. I was so grateful for it. I learned so much, and it will always be like those 4 weeks will always really play a special part in my heart and really kind of solidified one of the reasons I joined the military, was to have a friend group and to have that family and people I can rely on. And I'm so grateful that I had that. I still talk to some of these people to this day. I know it's like not been that long, but I still talk to people outside of OCS, and I'm really grateful for that, because I joined the military for a bunch of different reasons, but one of them was to have a family and to have people I could rely on. And to know that that came true and that I have that has made a world of a difference, and it's made me so happy. So that's Candio Phase. Officer Candidate School for the Navy is a wonderful experience. I am really grateful that I was able to complete it in 13 weeks. Doesn't matter how long it takes you to complete it, or if you like don't complete it, because no matter what, if you go there for no matter what time frame, you're going to learn something and it's going to be an awesome experience. And so overall, I'm really grateful for OCS. It has changed my life, and I'm grateful that I took the plunge to join the Navy, because I have 110% confidence that it was the best decision and what was right for me. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope that learning about my experience has been eye-opening and really fun. If you are headed off to OCS, I wish you the best of luck. You'll crush it. You'll do amazing. Please reach out if you have any questions, and I will catch you next Friday.